Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Don't you love those meetings where you're hoping for some great ideas and you're talking to your employees, asking them, you know, how can we be more innovative to go to market? How can we potentially build sales on this promotion? But all we hear back from people are the same old things, or maybe it's nothing at all. Let's take advantage of the awkward silence when they say nothing at all. Let's just be patient and say nothing for a little bit. Why would we do that? Well, it's not purposely to make people uncomfortable. But if you do wait, people can put their thoughts together, and sometimes creativity can be sparked within people. So when we allow that awkward silence, as I'm going to call it, people start to think, and then they start to feel a little bit, you know, like, oh, Tara is going to wait till I say something. If you're hearing the same things, of course, you can say, oh, that's a great idea. We've tried it before. I'm looking for something new. And then be silent and wait for people's creativity to start to work. Innovations and creativity come from allowing people the moments or two just to think clearly in their minds, put their ideas together so they can properly say what they're trying to say to you without feeling like it needs to come out really quickly. Giving that awkward silence allows that processing moment to happen rather than us just feeling forced to do something really quickly or say something really, really quickly. Even with brainstorming as well. So typical brainstorming might be there's a group of 10 of us. We go around the room, one person at a time, and we share our ideas until no one has any more ideas. However, if people are afraid to share, or maybe they don't know what to share, in brainstorming, you can go past them, let them think. And then if people are still out of ideas and no one seems to have anything else, you just say, okay, I'm going to give everybody else another moment to think. And wait a minute. Just wait and be patient and quiet. Don't say after 10 seconds, does anybody have any new ideas? Just be patient. And if you're feeling awkward as the leader looking at people, go to the whiteboard, make some notes, don't stare at them so that they can actually not feel that that weight is on their shoulders or that your eyeballs are staring at them, but rather that they have a moment to put their thoughts together. Another great way, by the way, to use the awkward silence is coaching an employee with a question. If, for example, you ask the employee, what is it that, you know, what resources do you need in order to get project ABC completed? Then wait. Don't keep talking. Let them put their thoughts together. The awkward silence can be really, really helpful in situations like that as well. Doing that with a group or with individuals. Awkward silences are okay. Just remember, some people don't like you staring at them during the awkward silence. So if at all possible, maybe you're putting a note on the whiteboard or you're taking a note on your notepad. Don't look at your phone. Don't do something that appears that you're just distracting yourself until they come up with something. Make it look productive, but at the same time, let them have that awkward silence. A lot of people will suddenly come up with something that you never thought of before, or will start a thought that maybe the group can then expand upon. Using that awkward silence can have a ton of advantages. Be patient, though, because people do need to think through their ideas or build a little bit on that confidence before they speak up. Maybe they're waiting for somebody else to speak up first. So if you notice that your team is struggling and you sat there for over a minute and no one's saying anything, try giving them an idea first and then asking their thoughts. Sometimes people need to have the creative bug started. So maybe you say, does anybody think about maybe doing this? I know it's out of budget, but what are your thoughts around how we can do that under budget? So it's asking that question to allow them to think about it and get that feedback. But when you share an idea and then you ask their thoughts, go back to the awkward silence. Let them process that. Some people will have immediate answers for you, but not everybody thinks at the speed of light. So Most people need time to put thoughts together, especially if you're asking them to be creative or innovative, unless that is natural for them. So be okay with a bit of awkward silence in groups or even one-on-one, and just see what they come up with. If after a long, awkward silence, nothing is moving forward, and let's say you're in a group, leave them with the thoughts or the question that you're asking. Tell them that you're going to come back in an hour and so together, and then ask them again. You can even do that with a one-on-one. You could say, why don't we come back in an hour tomorrow, or whatever you agree as a time, and then ask the question again. I bet after they have time to think about it, they may have a few more ideas for you or answers to the questions that they just needed time to think about. The awkward silence can be valuable. Don't let your voice take over. Allow the silence when you need it. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. Did you know we have a leadership community called Amplifying Leadership? You can find out more about this and all of our leadership services dedicated to leaders at amplifyingleadership.ca. And leaders, that can be business owners too. We are a division of Twin Life Coaching and Business Services. Until next time, please be safe and be an amazing leader or leader to be.